Big old, of course, had a cook, big pot for it. And it was salty enough, she wasn't even have to put no salt in it.
Uh-huh.
Just wash it off and throw a piece of that and then let it cook.
Uh-huh.
And it would season the beans just right.
Yeah. So. They have a hard piece on the outside of it that you
that's
leave on
skin,
there?
That's the skin.
Yeah.
That's the skin. We left the skin on our meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good eating too.
Mm-hmm.
Fry that skin.
Mm-hmm.
How about the old pork rinds you buy now, pig skin?
Yeah.
That's all right,
yeah.
Outside. And I love them right on. them TV snacks.
And what about other parts inside the hog, like?
The liver. Oh, Lord, that old liver, we call it hasslet.
Uh-huh.
That's the goozle, the heart, the liver, and the lights. Now it's against the law to eat a light, they clean the key.
Huh.
Grandma lived to be 96, and I love them lights today. But you don't eat nothing now but the liver. And the man's got me inspect and look at that. And
bam. Yeah.
And they take the heart and the lights and they grind it up and make that pussy boot mess out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And this your liver's worse and vines. We still eat it, but it scraps.
Uh-huh.
That's what we eat. We eat them old vines and that old, they got a meat they call
Spam?
Yeah, Spam and Scrapple. Ain't there any meat they call Scrapple?
Yeah, I think so.
But they must eat that up north. We down south will eat it. But we used to take it and make what's called souse meat.
Uh-huh.
Hog head cheese. Boil the hog and hit the head and you get the ears and the nose and the tongue and you boil it good and tender and you grind it all up together, put your sage and your onions in it. And your red pepper. Boy, you pack that down and let it cool off.
Mm-hmm.
That was good eating. I still like the hog head cheese. Hey, some of them call it souse meat.
Okay.
That's scraps too, mostly.
How about the intestines?
Chitlin, yeah, I love chitlin. I still eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like good market and buy them, take them home, clean them. Well, really, you have to pre-clean them.
Mm-hmm.
After they clean them, you take them home and you fix them like you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they leave so much fat on them, no towel around them.
Mm-hmm.
And you rip all that fat off, and then you scrape them and clean them, and that is good eating. A lot of people won't eat them, but I like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get some of that in for breakfast without ham.
Yeah.
They do. That's all.
Now, what do you call a piece of a chicken that's got that bone in it?
Pulley bone?
Yeah.
That's the breast bone, but it's the pulley bone. That's where the breast comes
from. You ever give that to the children and let them make a wish of it?
Yeah, you wishbone. You stick it under the table when it gets in, you break it. When it gets a short piece, the wish won't come through.
Yeah.
That's wishbone.
Right. That's right.
But it's really the breastbone of the chicken.
Uh-huh.
Where the breast joins together in a V shape.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we've done that a million times. Pa'd kill an old hog, we'd take the bladder out of the hog, and he'd drain it and wash it and clean it up. Get him a reed off the ditch bank, and we'd blow it up, and he'd tie a string around it, and we'd use it for our basketball. Or the tough, the bladder, the hog bladder.
Uh-huh. It lasts a long time?
Yeah, let it dry out, you know, pump, blow it up in there and let out that sun dry. It's tough. We'd kick it, we'd throw it. We didn't throw nothing away but the grunt. We could have caught that, we'd have saved it, right? We could save everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't throw nothing away on our ridge. We couldn't.